evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and the show is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Tonight I have a very special guest. He's brilliant. His name is Dr. Brad Nelson, and he has finally connected the emotions to energy medicine. Many, many, many of you listeners on BBS Radio love to do energy medicine. Energy healing is top grade if you know how to do it correctly. And Dr. Nelson has added something more to our learning to perfect how we do our healing. Dr. Bradley Nelson is the developer of the most advanced form of energy medicine on the planet. A holistic chiropractic physician and medical intuitive, Dr. Nelson is one of the world's foremost experts in the emerging field of bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology. His best-selling book, The Emotion Code, is helping people all over the world to improve their lives by ridding themselves of their imbalanced emotional baggage. Users of the Emotional Code technique have found freedom from emotional problems such as depression and anxiety, as well as physical problems, including fatigue, pain, and disease. A key element of the Emotion Code is removing emotional baggage that has clustered around the heart, interfering with one's ability to find love and success. Dr. Nelson has coined this cluster of emotions the heart wall, and it has been called the most important discovery in history of energy medicine. Dr. Nelson graduated with honors from the Life Chiropractic College West in San Lorenzo, California in 1988. As a practicing holistic physician, Dr. Nelson specializes in helping those suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and has successfully treated patients from across the United States and Canada. And then he retired from active practice in 2004. For the past 24 years, Dr. Nelson has lectured internationally on the healing of chronic and incurable diseases through energy work and restoring the balance of the six key elements of health and the body. In 2009, he channeled his life's work into a simple yet powerful self-study course known as the Body Code, the system which teaches students how to balance the body in these six key areas. The Body Code is being used successfully by doctors and lay people alike to improve the health of thousands of people. Dr. Nelson is an acclaimed and popular speaker on the international seminar circuit and now travels to many countries around the globe teaching the Emotion Code seminars. He has been a guest on countless radio and TV shows and has presented his very timely healing message to millions around the world. Dr. Nelson and his staff operate a network of certified Emotional Code and Body Code practitioners that spans the globe. Since all of Dr. Nelson's methods can be done at a distance, most of these practitioners have found new freedom and abundance in their own lives by working with clients on the phone or over the internet, such as Skype. Dr. Nelson is married and is the father of seven children. He lives with his family in southern Utah. Good evening, Dr. Nelson. How are you doing tonight?
I am wonderful, Elizabeth. Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. I am very interested in the six areas of the body code. Could you tell us what they are?
Oh, absolutely. I'm getting an echo, though. Can you hear that?
Could you please tell us what they are?
Yes, testing, one, two, three, sure. Well, first of all, the oldest idea in the history of medicine is that balance is how we are able to maintain our health, how we're able to recover our health. We lose our health when we become imbalanced in certain ways. And what I found during those years that I was in practice was that we lose our health in six different kinds of imbalances that create and underlie all diseases, no matter what they are. Okay. Well, those six areas are, one of them is pathogens. So in other words, if we get parasites, fungal infections, or some kind of, typically those are pathogen is some kind of an organism that's gotten into the body, that's living in the body, like mold or viruses and so on. That's one way that we lose our health. Another way is by structurally getting out of alignment. Bones become misaligned, organs become misaligned, and other things. Right, exactly. Nutritionally, we become deficient in certain things, certain foods. We need certain herbs. We're deficient in certain nutrients and so on. And so that's another way we lose our health. Another way is we get imbalanced. The circuitry of the body becomes imbalanced. So we have meridian imbalances. The energy circuits of the body get out of order. And so that's another way that we have to another thing we have to look at to help people be totally well. Another way that we lose our health is by becoming toxic in certain ways. We might have heavy metals from fillings in our teeth or from the air that we are breathing. We might have chemical toxins from food, et cetera. We all have toxins.
Yes, no, of course we do.
And then the last area is really the energies of the body, energy imbalances. And the biggest imbalance really there is emotions. The emotions that we experience are the single biggest underlying imbalance that we suffer from. And they are behind 90% of the pain that we experience. And the vast majority of the depression and anxiety and phobias and panic attacks, the self-sabotage that we suffer from, people spend so much of their lives trying to overcome their own emotional baggage without really realizing it. And so that's where the emotion code comes in.
It's our subconscious.
Well, yes, it's totally all on a subconscious level, absolutely.
Do you do muscle testing?
Yes, that's how we do it. That's our method of zeroing in and getting information out of the subconscious mind. Absolutely.
I developed something called mudras and muscle testing. I have 145 emotions that I work with in alphabetical order, and I can muscle test down to exactly what they're out on, whether it's on the mental, physical, or spiritual level.
Mm-hmm. Well, the subconscious mind knows. I like to tell people that we really, inside each one of us, we have this incredibly powerful computer, the most powerful computer in the known universe. And that's really the subconscious mind. And it knows exactly what's wrong with us with a perfect comprehension, no matter what's wrong with you, whether you've got cancer or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And how it manifested, right? Do you know Paramahansa Yogananda-ji?
Not personally, but I've heard of him, yes.
He passed away in 1953. He was a great teacher and laid down some wonderful work. And he talks about emotions and the body being a computer and how it's connected to the divine and through meditation and through going within that will help you zero in on whatever the emotion is. And the whole secret, I think, is that if you can see it, you don't need it anymore. Do you agree with that?
I think so. I think that a lot of the time we suffer from things because there's something we need to learn. And when we've learned what we need to learn, we can move on.
Tell us your method. Tell us how you work with people.
Well, basically, what I learned early on was that the subconscious mind, of course, has all the answers. And so I really got into the healing arts. Just to give you a short capsule history about myself, I developed kidney disease when I was 13 years old, and I was healed of that by a couple of old-time osteopathic doctors who would be practicing what we would call chiropractic today. And so I decided at that early age that's what I wanted to do with my life. And as time went on, I got sidetracked and got into computers and business And eventually what happened to me was I was about 6 months away from going into the MBA program at Brigham Young University where I was going to school. I went home to Montana with my wife, and we were sitting around with my mother and father, and my dad kind of out of the blue said to me, "Are you sure you don't want to go to chiropractic school? It seems like a great career, and you've always wanted to do it." And I said, "No, I'm going this other direction." He said, "Well, why don't you think about it one more time?" So I did, And my wife and I had made a decision when we first got married that any big decision like that we needed to make, we would try to get some guidance on from up above. So that night found me on my knees praying and asking God if he had anything to say about this decision. And I'd do whatever, if he had any feedback, I'd do whatever. And so that night I had this interesting experience where I was awakened three different times to find that my mind was full of warm, fuzzy thoughts about going into the healing arts. But the next morning, I wasn't really convinced. And so that night, again, I was on my knees. And this night, I had an experience that if I live to be a million years old, I'll never forget. Because what happened was, on that second night, I was, again, awakened three different times. But each time, the feelings that I had were geometrically more powerful than the last, until the third time on that second night when I was awakened, my mind was overflowing with thoughts of service to mankind and humanity. It was overwhelming, actually. It was an amazing experience. And at that moment, I actually heard a voice that spoke to me, and it said, "This is a sacred calling." And so I knew that that was my answer. Well, when I got into practice, I figured God had gotten me into this, and so he needed to help me. And so I got in the habit of asking for his help with everybody that I worked on. And as time went on, more and more information came down from up above. And there were times where I would ask a question, I'd ask for help, and the information suddenly sometimes would just flood into my mind. And it would be sometimes a totally different way of looking at things. So what happened was I learned that we can simply ask the body, ask the subconscious mind, what it needs. Now, the reason I wrote the Emotion Code book is because even though I had access to all of the different kinds of imbalances that go on, and in the body code we use what's called a mind map, which is a computerized way of breaking down all these imbalances that anybody can do and anyone can learn, but there are 118 different pages to this thing. Nevertheless, you can drill down very rapidly using muscle testing and figure out what the problem is. But what I found, even though I had all those imbalances available to me, what I found was that 80% of the time, what showed up as the biggest problem was emotional baggage. So,
well, it's always usually that, and that's why we do something called past life regression and present life regression. In fact, there's so much emotion going on around the world that people write about it. That's where we've got some of our greatest novels and our greatest music. As a matter of fact, I pulled a song by Connie Francis and a few others that was made several years ago. It's called "I'm So Hurt." I thought I'd play a little bit about it. I play it a little bit so that we can remind ourselves about how our emotions affect us. Let's listen to her for a moment. And that's one of the things that really brings up our emotions, Brad. Not keeping our word or lying or doing things behind people's back. What people do to people is a crime. But tell me, what is a trapped emotion and how do we get them out if we have them in us, which we do?
Well, right, we've all got them. What I found during those years was that, first of all, it was kind of a puzzle. I felt like a detective a lot of the time because I was trying to figure out something that that there wasn't really a book that I could follow. But I had these patients, and they all had problems, and so I had the perfect laboratory, really, for 17 years. What I found is that, first of all, if you think about the body itself, of course, we know that the body is really nothing but a very complex energy field, if you get right down to it. And that's what we are. We're energy fields. And when we're feeling an intense emotion, what we're really feeling is a certain vibration. Every emotion has its own particular vibrational signature.
Okay.
So anger is different from sadness and so on. They're all different. Well, when you're feeling an intense emotion, what you're really – you're feeling this vibration, and if the emotion is powerful enough, sometimes that emotion can get stuck in the body in some way that we don't really understand yet. But a trapped emotion is literally a ball of energy from about the size of a baseball, typically, to about the size of a cantaloupe. And they will lodge in the body, and they will distort the normal energy field of the body, because that's all the body is energy. So when you have a trapped emotion that is distorting the normal field of the body, when that field is distorted, you're distorting the energy of the body. You're interfering with the flow of blood, interfering with the flow of lymph, interfering with the flow of energy in the meridians and so on. And so it's not at all uncommon for there eventually to arise symptoms in those tissues. You distort right. those tissues, eventually they cause pain and so on, or
and
malfunction.
I know also that we have the habit of storing these negative emotions into the same area every time. Like you said, you had kidney problems. Some people have pneumonia. Some people have a liver problem. Some people have digestiveness or diarrhea or whatever. We seem to go to the same place every time. I guess that's because it gets weakened, and so it'll go back to that weakened area.
Yeah, oftentimes that's true. Also, there's often, of course, a metaphysical component too. You know, if you feel like you're carrying the weight of the world, trapped emotions likely to get in your lodge in your neck, and so on. So there are those different components. But what I found when I was in practice was that it was really quite astonishing how these trapped emotions affect us in physical ways. And as a chiropractor, of course, I was concerned with pain mainly, and that's what people were coming to me for. And I found that it was an amazingly powerful secret weapon that I could get people out of pain in dramatic ways and much faster than I ever could before by finding the emotional baggage that was underlying their pain and releasing that emotional baggage, releasing
and
those trapped emotions.
How did you do that? How did you helped them release it, right?
Well, right. Yes, exactly. Now, in the Emotion Code book, of course, we outline the whole method, and it's designed to be done either with another person or on yourself. And of course, it's done at a distance and so on. But basically, the way that it works is, let's say, Elizabeth, for example, that you have pain in your low back. What I would do is either muscle testing myself or muscle testing you. I would ask if there's a trapped emotion we can release that's contributing to your problem. And if there is, the subconscious mind will give us back a strong answer on muscle testing. And so then at that point, what we do is we have a list of 60 emotions that's divided up into two columns and six rows. The subconscious mind, your subconscious mind, knows exactly what emotion that is. And so we simply ask, well, is it in column A? And if we get a yes, that eliminates column B and so on. And then we'll ask if it's in an odd row or an even row. And then pretty quickly, we're narrowed down to the five emotions in a particular cell. And then we simply ask which emotion that is. And by doing this, we can usually find a trapped emotion within less than a minute. And sometimes that emotion is something that you never know when these come from. Sometimes they... Sometimes you receive them at the moment of conception from mom or dad, and that may go back several generations. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they occur in the womb. Sometimes you pick them up when you were a child. You never know. But it's really quite amazing. One of the really exciting things about it, too, not only that it's so easy to do that that kids can do it, but also that it works on animals. And, in fact, one of our practitioners was related to me recently that she got a call to go work on a dog. This little dog, about a year before, had the owner had come home. The back door, I guess, was open, and the dog ran inside to see the owner, and the floor had been waxed recently, and the dog couldn't get its footing, and it slid across the floor and ran into a sharp object and really got hurt, and it ran back outside. And for the next year, the dog would not set foot in the house. And it was a house dog. It was an indoor dog, a little dog. So they tried everything and nothing worked until this practitioner came over. She used the emotion code, found a couple of emotions on the dog, and within a couple of minutes, the dog got up by itself and walked right into the house. So there's lots
That's
of stories
neat.
Like that.
That's really neat. Have you heard of the point of charge? The point of charge is you can muscle test to when the emotion came on the body. And it can
right.
be in this last lifetime or it can be in a past life. And
sometimes,
I do find that 75% of the time, 75% of the time, it's in present life. It goes back to trauma at a young age, usually between birth and 3 years old, it first comes on the body. But it's fascinating because sometimes when it's in a past life, then the person opens up and goes into a regression, helping to erase the emotion. And it's just wonderful. But energy work and working with emotions are the key, I think, to the future. I think the emotion code is a fabulous help to people. And I do feel that it's really going to bring practitioners along. I think there's going to be energy people working in every doctor's office. You know, the thing that throws me off is when you give a prescription and you don't know which one to give. There's five things that handle your cholesterol, so let's guess.
Well, sure. You know, what's happening though with the emotion code is that we are getting more and more people signing up to become certified practitioners around the world who are medical doctors, who are psychiatrists, psychologists, and engineers, and professionals of all types. Because with our certification program, one of the exciting things about that is that you're able to do this work at a distance, and you can live anywhere and have clientele that spans the globe and help people all over the world, which is really a lot of fun.
How
I get paid while you're doing it.
How do you do that with somebody in Australia? If you have somebody in Australia that, say, she has a broken arm and she's broken it three times and she wants to know what to do, how would you handle that?
Well, basically what happens is the subconscious mind has this ability to set aside its own needs to act on behalf of someone else, and we call that working by proxy. So the way that we do it in the emotion code is we always start with prayer. We ask for help from up above, and then what we do is we simply make a connection with that person. And there's a specific process that we use, but it's actually really simple. Once we make that connection, and we can ask if we've got that connection, if we can act as proxy. Once we've made that connection, then whatever questions we ask, the answers are actually appearing on our own body on the muscle testing. And so whatever we find, we can actually release on our own body, okay, acting as proxy for that person, wherever they are.
We're getting further than that too, because now you can see it in your third eye. You see a skeleton of the body in your third eye and see what it is and where it is.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, the advancements that are coming along. And we really truly are in an amazing transformational period of the earth where the old constructs are kind of falling away in some ways. I mean, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, for example, has had so much power for so long, and they're scrambling to maintain that. But what the emotion code is doing is it's actually democratizing healing. I believe that healing is the birthright that belongs to every single person on the planet. And the vast majority of healing can be done by ourselves. Now, we'll always have a need for medical doctors, and we'll always have a need for drugs and surgery and things like that. They're always going to be needed, but the beautiful thing is that people now are learning that they can help themselves and help their own families, and it's pretty exciting.
I got one for you. Can you really die of a broken heart? And if you have a broken heart and you come to Brad, what is Brad going to do about a broken heart?
Well, first of all, I don't have anyone that comes to me. I don't have time anymore. We have over 1,000 practitioners worldwide.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely, sure. Well, the truth of it is, let me tell you a story. many years ago, there was a woman who came to me who thought she was having a heart attack, and she had crushing chest pain, difficulty breathing, left side of her face was numb, her left arm was numb. And I told my staff, this looks like a heart attack. You better be ready to call an ambulance. And I had her come into one of the treatment rooms, and I started checking her. And what I found was that she had a trapped emotion that was actually creating these symptoms. And what we found was that this is something that had actually occurred 3 years before. And the emotion was grief. And when I got to that, and I'm testing her and asking questions through muscle testing, when I got to that point, she burst into tears and she said, I can't believe that's affecting me. I thought I dealt with all that. I can't believe that's showing up. And I said, well, what happened to you? And she said that 3 years before, her husband had an affair, and that destroyed her marriage, and it destroyed her life for quite a while, but she was able to put things back together, and she'd even gotten remarried. So that ex-husband was just a jerk that, you know, she tried to forget about. But her physical body was still holding on to that energy, that emotional energy. And so I released that trapped emotion, and the feelings came back into her arm and face within about 3 or 4 seconds, and she never had another problem. And, you know, the interesting thing about that is I think that really if we had not released that emotion, she probably very likely would have actually died of a heart attack. And what they're saying now medically, of course, that was 24 years or so ago, 25 years ago. But what they're saying now medically is that absolutely you can die of a broken heart. And I believe that lots and lots of people do. In fact, if you have heart attack symptoms, what they're saying now is, you know, you want to go to the ER, but don't be surprised if they come back and tell you, well, it wasn't a heart attack. We don't really know what it was.
Yeah.
Well, trapped emotions. There you go.
But, you know, women that have lost their children, that's the most common one, I think, about having a broken heart. A woman that has lost a child. It's very, very difficult for lots of people. I wanted to ask you, I see something about magnets. Can you tell us if you use magnets in your work and how?
Well, sure. What we have found is that what we're doing with the emotion code is we're basically releasing an energy in the body. That energy is a trapped emotion. Well, we use magnets because magnets are simply another form of energy that is very ubiquitous. They're widespread. Just about everybody has a magnet. At first, we thought you had to use really sophisticated magnets designed for healing. But then when we started doing some testing, we found that you can really use any kind of a magnet. Even a refrigerator magnet will work. And if you don't have a magnet, you can actually just use your fingertips because your own body is magnetic. So we absolutely.
Yeah, I went to Sedona. And I learned about something called Boji stones. Have you ever heard about Boji stones? They're magnetic. Boji stones. And they're magnetic. And you hold one in one palm and one in the other, and it releases emotions and puts your body back into balance. It's really
That sounds great.
They're really neat. And I just thought maybe these people were doing it back in Atlantis and they knew about magnets.
Well, you know, I think we're living in a time when all of the knowledge that's ever existed on the earth is coming back, plus probably knowledge that never has been known about. So what did those ancient peoples know about? I think that they knew a lot more than we probably would ever imagine. But, yeah, it's all coming back, I think, now.
Beyond their time. Can somebody really learn to tap into their subconscious mind in 60 seconds?
Oh, absolutely. It's really, really – it's actually very simple. In fact, let me tell you a story. I was talking with a lady recently who was telling me about her son. She said that she bought the Emotion Code book and the book on audio, and she started listening to it and reading it. And her son picked it up, and he started reading it and listening to it. And after a couple of weeks, he started practicing on his friends. And a couple of weeks later, the phone rang, and there was a woman on the end of the line who identified herself as the mother of one of this woman's son's friends. And she said, listen – she said, your son has been doing this emotional thing with the boys. And she said, I don't really understand. I don't know what he's doing. But she said, I have to tell you something. She said, my son has had a phobia of water all of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried all kinds of different things to fix it. And nothing has ever worked. But she said, right now, my son is out swimming in the pool. She said, your son did this to him. She said, I don't know how he did this. I don't know what he's doing, but you've got to fill me in. Those two boys are only 11 years old. That's how powerful this is and how easy it is to learn, see?
Yeah, I'd like that done on me because I've been afraid of the water ever since I was little. And my father used to throw me in head first. I almost drowned three times, so I would love not to be afraid of the water. And I'm a Pisces. I'm not supposed to be afraid of the water.
Trapped emotions do that to you, see.
What I'd like you to do, Dr. Nelson, is please give us your website.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we've got a couple of different websites. You can go to drbradleynelson.com. That's drbradleynelson.com. And another great one that you can go to is actually emotioncode.tv. And if you go to emotioncode.tv, what we have there is a series of videos where I actually teach you how to release a trapped emotion. I actually walk you through the process.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
I see that you had some CDs available.
Yes.
Are they still available?
Well, if you go to emotioncode.tv, I think you get to find out about those. Those are also available on our store at drbradleynelson.com. Mm-hmm.
Good.
So, yeah, we have videos of the seminar that we do and so on.
Mm-hmm. Good. We're going to take a break and go to commercials. And when we come back, I'd like you to talk about trapped emotions and children. We'll be right back. This is Elizabeth Joyce with BBS Radio's Let's Find Out. Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bimonthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone Radio Show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone Radio and TV Show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Is it a headache or someone wishing you ill? Is a sudden change in behavior due to drugs or the influence of evil? Do you find it hard to pray, to reach out to God? Psychic attack is more common than one might think and is a malady that can be overcome by specific metaphysical and spiritual treatment. Elizabeth Joyce clearly explains what the symptoms of psychic attack are, where it comes from, how you can overcome the attack, and what simple exercises and meditations you can do to protect yourself from future attacks. She compares psychic attacks from days gone by with their modern counterparts and illustrates with anecdotes and examples. Is there any such thing as a ghost, and can they harm you? Can other people's negative and destructive thoughts harm you? If so, you can take steps to protect yourself from these energies. Although you would seek and find help with any physical emergency, this book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce, can be helpful by your learning good spiritual practices for clearing away negative energies and keeping up with the housework of the soul. Then, if something overthrows you, there are some good strategies at hand so you can begin to remove them. Learn what to do as well as what not to do. Elizabeth Joyce is an expert on ghost busting, and she has been to court on many occasions helping people get their money back from the gypsies and so-called psychic stealers. This is a book that you'll want to pick up and keep in your library because it's a how-to book as well as an informative book. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce is available at Amazon.com as well as the website www.new-visions.com. Be sure to pick up Psychic Attack. You will want to hear Elizabeth's personal story as well as get this great information that could be helpful to you and your family in the future. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth 4 additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th.
These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the Earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-vision.com. Be sure to get the CD Opening Your Spiritual Chakras with music by Richard Shulman so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out.
Join us Saturday, April 27th, in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, for the fifth annual BCMA Holistic Spiritual and Health Fair at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. There is an entrance donation to our charities for $5, as well as lunch being served. We'd love you to join us for the day.
You can have a psychic reading from one of several famous national psychics, as well as local readers. Experience various forms of massage and bodywork, including Reiki, the Reconnection, and the fifth dimension vibrational healing. Learn how to transform your life with the many holistic services available. And enjoy the offerings of metaphysical businesses and our vendor. All the while knowing that some of the proceeds from this fair go to our local charities.
BCMA Charity at the Holistic Health Fair on April 27th is Operation Homefront for Pennsylvania and Delaware, supporting the families of our troops that are deployed. Won't you come and join us?
The BCMA is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love,
self-care,
and self-responsibility.
To pre-schedule your psychic reading or energy healing appointment, call 215-996-0646. For further information and pictures of our psychics and vendors, go to our website, thebcma.net. Hope to see all of you at the fair. It's going to be a great day. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Tonight, our Metaphysical Book Corner is recommending The Emotion Code by Dr. Bradley Nelson. The Emotion Code by Dr. Nelson, who is a renowned holistic physician and lecturer, skillfully lays bare the inner workings of the subconscious mind. He reveals how emotionally charged events from your past can still be haunting you in the form of trapped emotions, emotional energies that literally inhibit your body. Dr. Nelson explains clearly and concisely how trapped emotions can create pain, malfunction, and eventual disease. In addition, trapped emotions can exert a dramatic effect on how you think, the choices that you make, and how successful you will be. Perhaps the most important discovery that Dr. Nelson has made is that trapped emotional energies will often gather around the heart, creating a heart wall or a block that keeps you from giving and receiving love freely. This is an emotional block. The emotional code is a powerful and simple way to rid yourself of this unseen baggage. Releasing trapped emotions often result in the sudden disappearance of a physical problem, self-sabotage, and recurring relationship difficulties. Filled with real-world examples from many years of clinical practice, the emotion code is a distinct and authoritative view, a new view that is destined to become an instant classic on self-healing. You can purchase the emotion code on Amazon.com as well as various bookstores. Go out and pick it up. I'm sure that you'll find it quite enlightening. Again, The Emotion Code by Dr. Bradley Nelson.
No one in the world ever had a love as sweet as my love. For nowhere in the world could there be a boy as true as you love. All my love I give gladly to you.
Elizabeth Joyce, and this is Let's Find Out on BBS Radio, and I have a wonderful guest, Dr. Brad Nelson, and we are talking about trapped emotions and what they do to the body. And Dr. Nelson, I know you have something called the wall heart, and I also wanted to talk about how we hold pain and hurt others with our resentments. Does that go together?
Well, absolutely, yes. What happened What happened to me was I had a really remarkable experience where a number of years ago, my wife had a dream, and she woke me up early in the morning and she said that she'd had this dream, and in the dream she saw three symbols that she knew had to do with her health and well-being. She asked me if I would help her to figure out what these symbols meant, and I said that I would. And in the middle of trying to figure out what these symbols meant, I suddenly had what I can only describe as a waking vision, where suddenly before me, I saw this incredibly beautiful hardwood floor. And it was just, I didn't imagine this. Suddenly it was just there in front of me, and I could see it in great detail. It was the most beautiful floor I've ever seen in my life. But at the same time that this appeared, I have this understanding that comes into my mind that my wife's heart is underneath this floor. Mm-hmm. And I have absolutely no idea what this means. And so I told my wife what I was seeing and understanding, and she had no idea what it meant either. So we prayed and asked God for help, and then we started doing some testing, and we figured out that what had happened with her was when she was about 2 years old, she was living in a very volatile family, very dysfunctional, and she had felt like her heart was going to break enough times that her subconscious mind started to put up a wall around her heart to protect her heart from being totally broken. And the price that she had paid for having that wall around her heart was that she had dealt with depression and anxiety, and it was difficult for her to feel positive emotions and easy to feel negative ones. And so she paid a big price for having this heart wall, and that's what we called it, a heart wall. Well, this wall is literally made from the energy of your emotional baggage, your trapped emotions. Right. That's what the wall is made of. So what we found is that by taking this wall down from people, they are able to, well, all kinds of amazing things happen. People fall in love who couldn't fall in love before. People manifest creativity, and things start to happen and flow for them in their lives in effortless ways that often they had tried to achieve through force and effort all their lives. And so,
but what about the thought that we have to have a wall to protect us when we've been so hurt, to guard us against being hurt again? Now, some of it is valid, and some of it isn't.
Sure. Well, the problem is, it's kind of like if the bombs are falling, you want to build a bunker and hide in the bunker, and that's perfectly appropriate. The problem is when the bombs start stop falling and you live the rest of your life in the bunker, you're going to miss out on a lot of sunshine and green grass and so on. And that's what happens to the heart. The ancient peoples believed that the heart was the seat of the soul and the seat of our creativity and the source of our love. And the problem is that in the West, we've always kind of dismissed those ideas as quaint notions of ancient societies, but now we're realizing that these people knew what was going on, and that the heart really truly is all of the things that they thought that it was. And we started to see that there was more going on with the heart than we had ever realized when we started doing heart transplants back in the 1960s. And of course, people's handwriting would change. And, you know, you've heard a lot of those stories.
Chakras? Yeah.
Sorry?
Do you ever work with the chakras?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
The energy centers?
Absolutely, all the time. Yeah.
And you a little bit about that in? Because I think that's where emotions are trapped. And the heart chakra, of course, is very important.
Well, what we find with the chakras is that what I found was that the most common kind of imbalance that disrupts the flow of energy in a chakra is actually a trapped emotion. Mm-hmm. And that's why that applies to all the different kinds of problems that we have. The most common underlying reason, I mean, if you're in pain right now, there's about a 90% chance that that pain is actually manifesting because of emotional baggage. And so if you release that emotional baggage, that pain can instantly go away. In fact, if you go to emotioncode.tv, then I walk you through the process of how to actually release an emotion, because we don't have time in this video, but it's a simple process. But yes, the trapped emotions affect the chakras. They affect the meridians. They're the most common underlying cause of really everything. So.
They are. And, of course, then we do something called projection. If somebody reminds you of your mother, then you either like or don't like that person. Or somebody can walk in the room and you can just look at them and decide whether you like them or not. And that's because of trapped emotions. That's judgment.
Yes. That's absolutely right. And, you know, judgment and our ability or our inability to forgive is all about us finding peace as well. And what we have found is that a lot of the time when someone is really hurt and they cannot seem to forgive the person who hurt them, their abuser or whatever, if you release the trapped emotions that are around that event or around that person, then suddenly it greases the skids in some way. It enables a person to be able finally to forgive. And so that's a very, very powerful thing that we have found about the emotion code. And
what we always forget about others is that they're going through their own emotions and they react in a way that is their fear or their upset. And that doesn't make it okay sometimes, but it does help with forgiveness.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, it's very exciting work. By the way, animals occasionally get heart walls as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so the emotion code, the beauty of it is that it's so simple that anyone can do it, and yet it just really cuts to the chase. It's the fastest, easiest, simplest method ever devised to find and get rid of this emotional baggage. And I can't overemphasize how important it is to get rid of that baggage, because if you end up with a disease, or if you've been diagnosed with some disease, or if you are stuck in your life and you can't seem to make enough money or you can't seem to find love, I'm telling you right now, this is where you need to look. This is where you need to look. This is the source of it.
All diseases are linked to the emotion code?
Well, you know, here's what I found when I was in practice. I've seen I've seen all kinds of different problems. I've treated many different kinds of diseases myself. Cancer. In fact, during the last 10 years that I was in practice, I specialized in working with people who had been told there was no cure for them in Western medicine. And so what I found was that all of those people had this one common denominator, and it was their emotional baggage. Now, there are other things that can go wrong. And in the very beginning, we talked about the body code. And there's more information about that if you go to a website, bodycodehealing.com. The body code is this self-study program now that we put out. But basically what I found was that the single biggest common denominator was trapped emotions. And so I've never seen a case of cancer that didn't have trapped emotions. Never seen a disease process of any kind that did not have emotional baggage as either a bigger or a smaller component to that disease process, you see. Right. Some diseases are the result of just pure emotional energy. And other times, emotional energies are just a part of the constellation of causes. But they're always there. And so getting rid of them is such an important thing, you know.
And bringing in joy and love and laughter.
Absolutely.
It's hard to have that all the time because we have our feelings and we have our rights and we have all of this judgment. But that is changing. Discipline is changing. How we talk to each other is changing. And how we make our decisions is changing, Brad. And I think that every person is a product of every decision that they've ever made.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yep. I think so, absolutely. And, you know, the beauty of the age that we're living in right now is that because of the technology, we're able now to get this information out to so many people. And one of the beautiful things about the emotion code is that because it's true, it resonates with people because of who we are, because we're children of a Father in heaven, I believe, who loves us.
Absolutely.
And when we experience truth, when we hear truth, that resonates inside of us. It resonates. It rings in our hearts. And we know that it's true. And we can sense that, see? And
tell
so,
us about where you're going to be speaking so that people can come and hear you.
Well, I'm actually going to be putting on a seminar in Midway, Utah, which is up in the mountains near Salt Lake City. And that's going to be at the end of June. So if you go to the website at drbradleynelson.com, you can see a link for that at the top of the page. That's actually a body code seminar. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited about that one. And then I'm going to be doing some stuff in Europe in September and October, speaking at some conventions. It looks like we're trying to put together a seminar in Barcelona around the first weekend of October. Mm-hmm. And I don't really teach as much as I used to. I mean, I used to travel all over the world and do seminars. And now what we're doing is we're actually working on an instructor program where we're going to enable other people who are certified in the emotion code to get certified as instructors, and then they're going to do this. And we have some people right now doing a pilot program. Yeah, so we've had seminars so far this year in Johannesburg in South Africa, or I'm sorry, Cape Town. One in Berlin. We've had one in near Munich, and then one in Sarasota, Florida. And we have more coming up. So if you go to the website, you can.
I have a feeling that you're going to be going over to Asia. I feel Japan, and I also feel Australia coming. So let's have your website one more time, please.
Sure. Okay. DrBradleyNelson.com. It's DrBradleyNelson.com. And then if you want me to walk you through the process of releasing a trapped emotion, you can go to emotioncode.tv. And there you go. It's fun stuff, and it's amazing how powerful this is. And you know, I don't claim any credit for any of this. I was just the messenger there and came down.
Wonderful. And I'm sure your work is so honored, and I know people just love it, and there's been a lot of healing. I'm really thrilled you were on the program tonight, and I want to thank you for giving us your time here at BBS Radio on Let's Find Out. And we'd love to have you back maybe in the fall when you get back from Barcelona. This
sure,
is Elizabeth Joyce, and Let's Find Out. And in 2 weeks, I'll be doing some teaching on the air. That would be May 6th, and I'll be doing some talking about the new divine seals and the new chakras. We now have 14 chakras, and I know people are going to want to hear about that. And we'll be back. We're now going to get ready for our meditation. And the meditation tonight is called Loving Yourself Through Change. Thank you for being with us here at Let's Find Out. And I'll see you again in 2 weeks. Good night. The reason that people do not move forward with change is because they are unwilling and unable to devote the time and energy required to meditate and focus their thoughts on a new energy and discoveries within themselves and stay with them until the change can have time to take form. It takes faith, trust, and determination to go into these fifth dimension energies and persevere. One of the most difficult experiences we all face looking back at our past is to understand where these beliefs, habits, and fears began. As we work to recognize these patterns, which we refer to as cleaning house, everything around you, including your thoughts, relationships, and emotions, often become messier and more complicated before they can be removed, healed, and resolved. It can be daunting for the most hardiest of souls when faced with what they may have to deal with as they begin to take a look at the repercussions and results of their past actions. Are you willing to ascend, to look completely at yourself on your journey to a higher level while wrestling with your ego? That ego who is always struggling to remain in control. As with anything that comes with great rewards, you need to be willing to look completely within yourself, and that requires the soul to open its heart and accept some painful responsibility for your actions. This brings you the reward of freedom, forgiveness, compassion, and understanding. Life is about how you handle each and every moment as you live. The outcome is not as important as the energy you put doing the walking of your path. The knowledge gained during your life walk puts out an energy, and the outcome is a result of that energy. So, sit in a deep chair, both feet flat on the floor, take some deep breaths. Open up the crown chakra and feel the light coming into your body and down your spine. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. Don't judge yourself for human imperfections. Be gentle with them. Living in the now is a joyous moment of awakening. Breathe in. Let the new energy fill you. Breathe out. Breathe in. Let the new energy fill you. Breathe out. Breathe in. Feel the light as it shines through your entire body, giving you strength, stamina, and faith. Breathe out. Remember, anything is possible for the divine. Ask your blessed higher self, how can I experience more of whatever it is that I need to learn right now? Then wait for your answer. And whatever your answer is, as you begin to act on it, just know this, you are living in the moment. Accepting change has to do with living in the moment. And now let yourself relax, breathing in and out, feeling good, feeling energized, feeling filled with the new energies of the fifth dimension. Anything is possible with the divine. Remember, anything is possible with the divine.